Thank you, David. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Babafunke Fagbemi, and I'm all the way from Nigeria. My presentation is using Nollywood to change malaria and family planning behaviors. I have no relationships to disclose. If you've not been to Nigeria, or you're not from Nigeria, you might not appreciate the sheer strength, the power, the entrepreneurial spirit, the influence, and the robustness of Nollywood. So Nollywood is third in place only after the giants Bollywood and Hollywood. And for an industry that is just a teenager, it's about 13 years old, it has amazing credentials. So Nollywood has an annual turnover of about $250 million. And it turns out movies as rapidly as you can imagine. So what did we try to do with Nollywood as an industry? You want to make a change in Nigeria. Nigeria is such a diverse culture. It has a rich heritage. And you want a social movement, you had better work with Nollywood. So Nollywood is the organization to work with. And trust me, if you have the strategic vision, if you have the money, and you have the dream to make a change, working with Nollywood is the way to go. Nollywood collaborated with a couple of partners, and it's my privilege to appreciate the following organizations: Johns Hopkins Center for Communication Programs in Baltimore, through funding from Bill and Melinda Gates on the Nigerian Urban and Reproductive Health Initiative Project, United Nations Populations Fund, USAID through the President's Malaria Initiative, UK aid, and of course the federal government of Nigeria. And this array of partners were able to provide technical and financial assistance in making this laudable project, Newman Straits, become a reality. So what did we set out to achieve? Apart from entertaining the audience, Newman Street had two thematic areas in focus, family planning and malaria, and we wanted to raise the profile around these topics, create more visibility around malaria and family planning. For malaria, it was essential that we were able to drive home key home messages. We were also able to get pregnant women to be able to use SPs when they are pregnant, to promote self-efficacy about the safety and the affordability of the mosquito net. For family planning, it was critical to address myths and misconceptions. And all these issues were actually research-driven and research-based. For family planning, we wanted to promote spousal communication and social support. So what process did we actually undertake? For those of you who are really familiar with the strategic framework process, this is one of them. It's called the P process. And of course, you know, it starts with inquire, you have a strategy, you create, you test, you implement, and then you evaluate. So Newman Street is really still work in progress, but we did follow due diligence. So we had the pre-production, production, and post-production. However, even while all this was going on, during the production stage, we were also able to conduct research called pre-test. And for the pre-test, this was done in 6 states, in Akwa Ibom, FCT, across the geographical zones in Nigeria. And this was really important to help us to refine the product. And the audience actually made valuable contributions to the exercise. So for instance, what did we pre-test? We pre-tested the name of the TV series, we pre-tested the slogan, and it eventually ended up as Newman Street Live as it is. We also pre-tested the storyboard, we pre-tested the opening montage, we pre-tested scripts, we pre-tested produced episodes, just to make sure that Newman Street will resonate with the audience even better than we had planned. The science behind Newman Street and the research and the communication theories actually revolve around those that sought to engender individual and social change. So largely we worked with 3 communication theories, the ideation theory, the threat or fear management theory, which is also called the extended parallel processing model, and the stages of change. And so Newman Street was born. And I can tell you it was really a challenging process, because for each season that we produced, time was really not on our side. And in 4 months, an average of 4 months, we were able to, from start to finish, produce a complete season of 13 episodes and air at the end of 4 months, which was really an achievement, an amazing feat. We broadly went through 3 processes. We identified strategic partners. We had identified Nollywood as a robust partner to engage with, but we engaged with them as far back as 2011. So in Nollywood, Nollywood really is an amorphous industry, it's really huge, but we found a group called Nollywood Concept Promotions, which is a group of really experienced creative directors, script writers, actors, and producers who came together to register an organization. And they were the only ones we could find that had actually done development-led work. So they had been hired by UNFPA, they did a couple of series with UNFPA and the results were really good. So we signed the Memorandum of Understanding with them in 2011. JHUCCP funded them to attend the fifth Enter Education International Conference in India, just for all the partners on board to better appreciate how EE is done internationally and to take Nollywood from where they were to where everybody dreamed for them to be. Also to be able to leverage on digital technology, to leverage on the local and international networks, and just to leverage on the dream and the vision of making it big. We were able to make a success of bringing many funders on board. I just listed them, and really was a challenging process trying to mitigate between all these huge donors to be able to get them to understand what the vision of the project was, and also to be able to reach a compromise in between their different funding priorities, their timelines, the budget, and how much we really wanted to make Newman Street a reality. The third point I have, the identifying celebrities and endorsers, was actually a plan. It wasn't ad hoc, it was written into the script because we wanted the transmedia approach to actually be a unique ingredient on Newman Street. So after, in October 2014, I think October 19 to be precise, we launched the first season. And around World Malaria Day in 2015, we launched season two. And the pictures you find here are a compilation of pictures from season one and season two. This was a private screening in Baltimore. This was a screening in Lagos. This is Two-Face Idibia. I don't know if anybody knows Two-Face Idibia in the house. He sang, "You are my African queen." Okay, so he was a celebrity on board for season two, and he actually attended the launch. So this launch was really very well attended. It was we had a crop of attendees from the donor community, we had from media, everybody was so excited. And I think what really made it good for me was the partners could actually see that Newman Street had a lot of potential. So the transmedia approach was strategically planned, and you know transmedia as offering your audience a coordinated experience, even though you're working across different platforms and different channels. And despite the fact that we planned to unveil Newman Street to the television, we also have community-level activations where we've been able to... We're currently dubbing Newman Street because it's in English, in local languages, and we're going to take sections of the stories on family planning and malaria and air them at community-level sittings, at dialogues, and have discussion groups accompany this so I can elicit discussions around issues that they need more clarity about. It's also got some leg on radio. Currently, one of the projects is actually working on a radio drama series. And the radio drama series is going to have a hook on Newman Street. If I have time, I'll tell you about that later. If you want to make a way in Nigeria, you've got to be on social media. We learned that early because we want this program to also appeal to the young people. So we're able to have a social media strategy, and we unveiled that towards the end of 2014. So yes, we are social. We have a YouTube channel, we're on Facebook, we have a Twitter, we have a Newman Street on Instagram, which was launched when we launched season two. Here, for those of us who know Nollywood actors, this is Fred Amata. He's quite huge in Nollywood in Nigeria. So what else did we use social media? How well did we use social media? We took the pieces from the TV drama series and we turned them into products that young people could identify with. So we had competitions and games. We unraveled them on social media. For instance, we call this game Awoof Puzzle, and we unraveled this on Valentine's Day this year, where you had different levels of games where you needed to, it's really a jigsaw puzzle. The pictures were scrambled, and then you have level one to level five. The higher you go, the more difficult it actually was, but I bet you the young ones in Nigeria could make it happen, and they got the prize. We also use social media to unveil the celebrity actors. So before we unveil them on TV, we would have some interaction on social media. Guess who this is? Of course, you know this is Tuface Idibia. This is Norbert Young, and for those of you who know him, that's the crazy man they call Saka. Now, story mode. Story mode was very important to us because we took pieces of the TV series for family planning and malaria, and we turned them into snippets that the audience could really identify with, especially the young people. And we looked at the aspirational elements in these stories, and everyone in Nigeria aspires to be better than who they are, like I'm sure everybody else in any other country. So this story is a family planning story for a woman we call Mama Ejiro. Mama Ejiro is actually played by Bimbo Akintola. She's huge in Nollywood. So it's about her life, I mean her dream, to be better than who she is. She doesn't actually have a job. She's aspiring to become a fashion designer, but she's afraid each time she has sex with her husband that she's going to get pregnant because she's not on any method of family planning. And then the next story, which is actually really touching, is the story of the malaria family. They actually lost the child, Sav, in the first few episodes of Newman Street because the child had a fever and they did not take Sav to the clinic on time. In line with what I just talked about, we had themed messages. We'll take the couples that have the messages around family planning and use them on social media, and at times in some of the leaflets that we give away at community events. So we also grew the audience. We went to community gatherings where the youth service call members and tell them about Newman Street, get them to sign up on Newman Street. Some of the partners had a billboard up in some of the states. That really was some of the activity we could do around publicity. So for the funding we had, and this is the audience we will gather between when we started in earnest in January and now. And the spin-off, this is really important to Newman Street because we promised that Newman Street is an organic platform that can deliver lots of products. And this is a National Malaria Song, which we worked on with the National Malaria Elimination Program in line with the strategic plan. And the theme song is actually the national slogan for malaria communication in Nigeria. So here you see Tuface again, Sunny Danger, huge in the north, and Evelyn B, an aspiring actor. And all of them were actors on Newman Street. Family planning is not left behind. They are currently working on something as big as malaria. And we also have two actors, and this will be unveiled later, and it's going to be called Get It Together. So what lessons did we learn? The power of entertainment education cannot be underestimated. And we learned that if only to be able to adequately manage your resources and your time, you had better balance A-list actors and upcoming actors, and you really shouldn't joke with publicity. Spend time on publicity. That's something we're really focusing on right now. Now, the next steps, we are hoping to expand viewership, and we've got to increase publicity. Currently, we aired only on two national network stations with different reach, and also on 22 state stations, but we could actually do more. Season 3 and 4 is in view in 2016. And of course, the question every donor wants to answer, what's the impact?
You don't come back?
No. I saw you. What do you do before house?
Hey, now, the good news I have brought for you is this. It cures a lot to pass all the diseases, all the sicknesses, all the illnesses that you can think of in this world.
His body, all day. Yes, they still have some aspire. Do we still have paracetamol in this house?
My 13 years of being in mouth.
I wonder why people still say fever is little. They should get properly tested.
I'll stop declaring the size of the fever.
Sophie took my son from my wife's arms. If only people would bring their children to the clinic in time, many other stars would be seen.
I know that, and you know that.
And those people ought to know this, but they don't just take malaria seriously. They don't.
I was enjoying that program.
I'd rather we make our own program.
I can't do anything without a condom.
Rubber?
Yes. Condom or nothing.
I cannot use rubber in my own matrimonial home, like a common prostitute. I can't.
Think about rubber. I'm not
going to do
No, doctor. You're wrong. You should. I don't know how my husband will pay.
How can you condom? How can you force condom?
I buy a baby and you refuse.
You want to move? Oh, well. So you did use condom with other men when I don't go work. Today you will come over my house.
I want to tell you something. I am pregnant.
Huh? That's nice.
Listen to me. Give me a boy.
And you two may never have to work again. Give me an heir. We have You have three girls. What happens when they get married? What happens to my husband's name? What happens to your husband's name? Please spare me your sanctimonious speech. If I need to listen to a rhetoric, I'll watch the televangelist.
Yep, so Newman Street is brought to you by Central Education Program Nigeria and Nollywood Concept Promotion. Thank you very much.